Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, it's Heather Whaley.
Hey everybody, Frank Whaley.
Hi Frank Whaley. Today's Friday, February 4th. Did you know that?
2,600 people a year, I mean a day, are still dying from COVID.
2,600?
2,600 people a day. There's been 900,000 deaths.
Now, are the people that are dying now, I was hearing on the radio that people who have, the crunching, Frank, people who have...
A mini cucumber.
Been the recipients of organ transplant. People have had organ transplants.
I don't think that...
Very at risk.
I don't think that's 2,600 people, just organ transplant types. I think it's still a thing. You know, we started out this whole thing it's almost 2 years. We'll be coming up on our 2 year anniversary of this podcast.
Oh yeah,
and it's still going on.
Okay, I gotta ask you to stop eating the cucumber. You could have had a cucumber as a little snack before we started doing this, but you deliberately brought the cucumber here so that you could crunch away in front of the microphone.
I want to shout out to Mackenzie Scott Bezos. Again, if you're listening, Mac Scott, formerly Bezos, if you're listening, this is Frank Whaley. You might know me from my acting, whatever. I'm in my late 40s. I'm pretty damn good shape. I still like to get it on. And then on and then on and on and on and on. And I don't like to stop until the break of dawn. So what I'm trying to say is, and I'm putting this out there because you just donated $133.5 million to education, nonprofit communities, and schools. Education, nonprofit communities, and schools. What I'd like to say is, if you could just donate $130,000 to me, I will make love to you.
Okay. Do you think that it will appeal to her that, first of all, you're making this offer on a podcast you do with your wife, and while your wife is talking, you're crunching on that damn cucumber? Do you think that's the kind of thing that would turn a woman like Mackenzie on?
Piece of advice, free of charge to you, Heather. Don't be insecure. You're cute, too.
I'm wondering if Mackenzie didn't waste all this money, since school districts everywhere are, like, banning books. They're going into the library and hauling out all kinds of books.
Do you know that she has given, Mac Scott, formerly Bezos, has given, like, 16% of her wealth away to charity?
Yeah, and you know what? She'll never run out of money. She'll always be a billionaire.
Well, you know how much Jeff Bezos is giving?
Zero.
No, he's giving like 1% of his overall wealth.
Listen, this is why women need to run everything. I was talking to some friends the other day, and someone said that someone was pointing out that, like, all the problems of the world were created and maintained by men. And she said, you sound like a crazy person if you say that, but I don't think so.
Can I agree with you?
You can agree with me.
I'm going to agree with you and say that women should run everything. And with that said, I'm going to tell Mackenzie Scott Bezos to run her ass to me now.
Do you ever remember being told you were not allowed to read a book?
Yes.
Which book?
One of my siblings, I'm not going to say who, found in my father's drawer a book which was the 70s equivalent of, like, you know, web porn, I suppose, now. But it was a weird paperback, dog-eared paperback in my father's bottom drawer. It was called The Reluctant P blank 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 Y.
Oh. Okay, and so one of your siblings said you can't read that.
No. So my brother found this book, The Reluctant P blank 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 Y, in my father's drawer and would would, my brother and I slept in the same cardboard box size room, shoebox size room. And my brother insisted on reading me excerpts when I was like 11 years old.
That's kind of creepy.
From the reluctant P blank 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 Y, which I think to this day has PTS'd me. But my mom found it in my room, and my brother, of course, blamed me. And my mother said, "I will not have you reading the reluctant P-U-S-S-Y."
Hearing my mother say it out loud?
Hearing my mother say that was more traumatic to me, I think, than the excerpts my brother would read to me from this 1970s era porno book. But that belonged to my father.
So I think that's a little bit different than being told you're not allowed to read just a regular book, because that's porn, right?
Oh, no. This was actually a really good book.
So I used to read my mom's books. Like when I was in fourth grade, I would read, you know, like The Great Brain, things like that, like a normal fourth grader. And then I loved Encyclopedia Brown. And I would also take my mom's paperbacks of Sidney Sheldon off the shelf and read those. I read everything. No one ever said, "Oh, don't read this. This is too risque for you."
Right.
Nobody gave a shit about what I was reading, just so long as I was reading. I remember one time in sixth grade, my very favorite teacher, Mr. Kahn, I was reading a book in class, and it had a dirty part in it, and I showed it to a friend who was sitting near me, and he said, "Give me that book. Hand me that book." And I was so embarrassed to show him what I was reading. The book was Class by Eric Segal. It's not very risque. It was just about a guy pushing against a girl while they were dancing. And he said, "Let me see what you're reading." And I said, "No." And he said, "Either show me that book that you're reading or you won't go out for recess for the rest of the week." So, of course, I showed it to him, and he just read it and he laughed. But, like, not even my teacher was saying, like, "Hey, this book is not appropriate for you." And now these poor kids are having their books taken out of the library. Judy Blume is banned in Texas. That's insane to me. It is insane to me. I don't know where this ends.
You know, on a side note, what also was known as the, what could have been called the reluctant PU blank blank Y.
What's that?
Our wedding night.
Oh my God.
On a positive note, or some people may consider this positive in terms of schools, you know, Mayor Adams, you know who the new mayor of New York City is?
Yes.
What's his name?
Is his name Eric? Eric Adams?
I'm not sure. I know his last name is Adams. But wait, I don't live there anymore, so hey, I don't need to know the mayor. Yes, his name is Eric. You're right. But you know what he's doing? You know,
like right now? Or just in general?
What are you talking about? No,
do I know what he's doing right now? I imagine he's probably at the
7 o'clock on Friday night.
He's probably talking about the fact there's a major ice storm happening. Got to make sure everybody's got the salt and the sand for the roads.
Mayor Eric Adams, who is a vegan. Did you know he's a vegan?
I did not.
He has implemented in city schools, there will be a plant-based only menu on Fridays.
Oh, I love that.
Students will be able to choose from items like black bean rice bowl, spinach and cranberry salad, and roasted cauliflower. Gone from the Friday menu is meat, dairy, and eggs. To those students that love pizza and mozzarella sticks, they will be served but on other days.
Well, the other thing is that you can always bring your own lunch if you can afford your own lunch.
Well, I tell you, you know, this is gonna, you know, if you think they're banning books, people are gonna, you're gonna, this is gonna,
it's
come
gonna be
right
the opposite
down the party line, because you know, yeah. The Republican bastards, they do not, with all due respect to Republican bastards, they do not want you eating anything plant-based.
No, everything is so politicized now. They're going to totally make this like a political thing. That's like when Jamie Oliver tried to do healthy lunches and everyone was sneaking their kids McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. This article included some tweets from angry parents. Some woman named Carolina Rienos at Sexy Essence 623 says, And Sexy Essence 623.
That's the mom's?
At Sexy Essence 623.
Is that a Twitter? Is that her Twitter handle?
That's her Twitter handle. She says, and what will the children that refuse to eat vegan food eat? What about some kids with autism who are extremely picky eaters and won't go near vegan food or touch vegan food? What will they eat?
Wait, what's her name again? Sexy what?
Sexy Essence.
Essence.
One word, 623. Capital S, capital E. Give me a break.
Well, so here's the thing, is that those kids, if they're hungry, they'll eat that. And they always make special, there's always accommodations for kids who have, you know, special needs. But this is just Sexy Essence 623. Here she is. Live to the fullest. She has 9 followers.
People are so afraid. I mean, you and I, full transparency, Heather, you and I eat a vegetarian diet. I'm sort of a part-time vegan, but full-time vegetarian, right?
Yeah.
And people who are not or don't know anything about it, like most things, they're terrified about it. They think it's impossible to live that type of lifestyle, or it's something. But it's not. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's a healthy life. It's
but they
a healthy
think of
diet.
It as political. I doubt there's very many like hardcore Republican vegans.
Oh, I doubt it too.
Well, so it's very interesting that Carolina included her Twitter handle because here's her tweets. She says, Jacqueline Guzman has no talent. She's a waste of life and space. Better not call the cops for assistance for herself and her family.
What?
And then
who's Jacqueline Guzman?
Hashtag Renew Elementary. This is the woman who you
wait, but who is she referring to there?
I don't know. Oh. And then she wrote hashtag need sleep. And then she wrote, I get $$$. Oh, no, that's somebody else. Then she wrote, stop, JoJo. And she wrote, chillin', listen to music. And then her final one that she has on there is chillin'. That is the entirety of her Twitter profile that she's posted. So why would you even bother to include that in a quote? Yeah, but you better put my Twitter handle on there so people can see that on February 5th, 2010, I was chillin'.
Oh, I was chilling February 2010, too.
I'm always chilling.
Your friend Adele is flipping out, man.
Oh, you told me about what's going on with Adele. It makes me so sad.
Yeah, she was...
I sounded like Thurston Howell there, didn't I? It made me so sad.
You have a Thurston Howell thing going in your voice sometimes.
I know. I was auditioning one time for an Olive Garden commercial, and I had to say Hospitaliano. And it went Hospitaliano, and I thought, "What the hell am I doing?"
It's your
Hospitaliano.
It's your million-dollar background, just like Thurston. But Adele was confirmed to perform the Brit Awards, and she was also supposed to do some, what do you call it when you're in one place for a long time. Oh, man, I'm losing my mind.
Residency.
Thank you, Heather. At Caesars in Vegas, and but she freaked out. Everybody said it was about COVID, but it's about her boyfriend. She's freaking out about her boyfriend after posting a teary-eyed video to Instagram announcing the postponement of her Vegas show just one day before scheduled opening. One day before it's supposed to open.
Oh my God.
She has been holed up at her boyfriend Rich Paul's house in Los Angeles, but there's trouble in paradise. She and Rich have been fighting. The relationship was volatile before she canceled her dates, and she's very emotional and dramatic, the source alleges. He's an NBA guy who has to go on the road, and they are very different, and they hit a rough patch. There's chatter about why Rich wasn't in Las Vegas to support Adele, even the day before the show would have launched.
Hang on, he's a basketball player?
No, he's an agent for basketball players. And a second source says, what was he even going to be there for the debut? Damn, if Adele was my lady, I'd be there when she was performing. I'd be there all the time.
Yeah, the interesting thing that I found about this was that people can be so insecure, and you think like, oh my God, Adele must have the most amazing life ever. You know, she's Adele. She's got the most beautiful voice. Everybody loves her music. She's gorgeous, and she's rich and famous, and here she is like freaking out over some dumb guy.
I agree with you 100%. Could I just shout out to Adele?
Adele needs a good friend like me who's gonna talk some sense into her.
Could I just shout out to Adele? Hey Adele, it's Frank.
Oh my God.
Frank Whaley.
She's way too young for you. She's like 30.
I'm in my late 40s.
Oh my God. Gross.
And look, I know you've been having a hard time with Rich. You might know me from some of my performances.
She doesn't know you.
And I just want to say to you, I'll go easy on you, baby. And just like I put out to Mac Bezos, Scott, formerly Bezos, I'll say the same thing to you. You got $130,000, I will make love to you.
So you realize that somebody somewhere might listen to this because it's being broadcast forever and all eternity, and they might not get the context and be like, listen to this weird podcast where this guy keeps like asking like rich famous women to sleep with him in front of his wife, and it's like it's called the Whaley Family Hour. I mean, it's very strange, Frank.
Again, I'm going to ask you not to be so insecure. You're cute, too.
Jesus Christ. Have an awesome weekend, everyone.
Yeah, happy Friday, everybody. And hey, Heather, I just want to put out a what do you call it when you put out?
A retraction.
I want to retract a couple of things that I said. No, I'm not interested in sleeping with Mackenzie, Bezos, or Adele for $130,000. That's what I was. That was for the sake of humor, and I would never.
Come on, you would totally do it.
I would never disrespect you in that way. That's all I want to say. But
okay, but you know what I have to say to that, Frank? Don't be so insecure that you thought I was really threatened by that.
Oh, touche, girl.
All right, have a good weekend. Not, I'm not talking, saying that to you. I'm saying that to the person who's listening.
Oh, wow.
Have a good weekend. I'm going to have an awesome weekend.
Hit me on the Cameo.
Bye.
Bye.
This is not very good podcast content.